much reaction have you had, feedback on the YouTube video, Night of the Draft?
I mean, it's been great. I mean, everyone's been talking to me about it, but, you know, it was something that was fun to celebrate with my family. I was glad I was home with them, but, you know, now I'm here. It's time to get to work.
You say it's time to get to work. How has it all soaked in? I mean, you've had little time to think about it now. You were first-round draft pick with the New York Giants. Pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's definitely. It's an exciting time for me and my family. But when you get here and you put the pads on, you go out there and play football, it doesn't matter what pick you are. I mean, there's guys here they call them eighth-round picks. I mean, guys that are coming in trying now, they want my spot. So, I mean, you just want to go out there and work hard and compete.
Justin, did you get here yesterday?
I got here Wednesday. I was here.
Did you have an opportunity to meet any of the veterans yet, Beatty or any of those guys yet?
No, I have not met any of them. I was in here and I met Eli. He came up to talk to me and Ryan Nassib, but that was about it.
Did he offer any kind of advice for you, you know, going into this camp?
I just said work hard. He just said, if you guys need anything, I'll be here for you. He just said, I mean, we're rookies, so you want to make sure you stay on your toes and make sure you follow the veterans. They've been here and then they know what to do.
You do understand there's a lot of pressure, though, coming into this building to do what you're going to do. Do you feel it? Do you sense things have changed for you in the last week or so?
Not really. I mean, I've been playing football my whole life, so I wanted to go out there and play football. When you're on the field, you don't really think about all the outside aspects. You just think about playing your game, and that's just something I'm going to continue to do and something I've been doing, so I'm used to it.
In recent years, the CBA has kind of slotted everybody first-round picks into it. I mean, do you sense that it's going to be an easy getting a contract done?
Yeah, I think it'll be easy to get done. I want to get it done so I can just focus on football. It's something I'm not really worried about. I just want to, you don't want to get too greedy with the way the new CBA is. They kind of, you know what you're going to get, and I just want to get it done so I can get out there and focus on football.
Because I know it's 4 of the 7 guys have already signed, so it's just.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I'm still talking to my agent and all that thing, so I'm not sure where that's at right now, but hopefully I get something done soon.
How is the classroom part been? I'm sure they're throwing a lot at you, and your head's probably swimming. How has that been in terms of that?
It actually hasn't been too bad because we ran a lot of the same plays. It's just different terminology for it. So it's understanding that language, speaking that language. So sometimes I'll just flip the play in my mind to where I ran it there because we're kind of getting used to that. So the runs weren't too bad. The pass protection was a little bit different. So it's just something you just keep working on. And I'll get in there with the guys and we'll go over it.
Is the right side feel comfortable yet, or?
Yeah, I mean, I played left side for the past 3 years, but just I've been working on my right tackle stance, did a little bit of that in the Senior Bowl, so it's something good to get out there and just keep working, just keep getting reps. You can't get enough reps, so I'm just going to go out there and just keep going to work.
Is that the biggest adjustment when flipping from left to right, is just putting the right hand down, taking the first step with the right? The
yeah, it's all about, you know, like adjusting your weight and everything, offensive line play. It's just I'm kind of flipping everything in my mind. So and at the same time with the plays, too, I'm used to being everything to the left, so, you know, just flipping that in your mind. It's not a big deal, it's adjustment. I'm glad I'm out there doing it now. Just getting more and more reps, so it'll just get easier for me.
Did Pat say anything to you?
I just wanted me to work hard. I mean, I don't want to be singled out from any other guys. We're all out there working, and it's just something that I want to get better, and I think this is a great opportunity for that.
What is the first impression you want to leave with these coaches from your rookie minicamp?
I compete. I go out there and work hard. I want to be run around, do everything I'm supposed to do, and just don't have them saying anything negative about me. I want them to say, hey, that kid's going to come in, he's going to work his butt off, and that's something I try to do for my whole career.
What's your head when you saw Ryan in the huddle with you?
It kind of feels familiar. I know you see him in there. You have that voice, so it definitely helps you calm down a little bit, and we can look at each other and just know I got his back, he's got mine. So it's definitely like a little bit makes it easier for me, but at the same time, we're both kind of going through a new thing, so it's good to bounce things off each other. Last night we were in the hotel room and going over plays, so it's a good thing.